I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Can we start?
I know why you're in such a good mood. You're beside yourself. You think you really rocked the mic on the herd.
I felt like I was at Burger King ordering a burger, and I just took the mic from the person. You remember the old days when you used to order? You guys don't know this, but in the old days at Burger King, they had a mic at the counter.
I don't remember that.
You don't?
Even I don't remember that.
They had a mic at the counter, and you would order, and the person taking your order would talk to the kitchen, and they would repeat your order into the mic to the kitchen because they would make the burger your way. That was Burger King. Have it your way
that
at Burger
motto.
King.
Yes.
But they used to have a mic. So that's what used to happen.
So anyway, you went a long way for that one. I compare it to a modern-day commercial. You know, I don't even know what I don't know if it's McDonald's, Burger King, whoever, but Travis Kelce's in them now.
That's
where
McDonald's.
You're making orders at it. Okay, McDonald's.
You're making orders, you feel like you
won some big thing, so you're celebrating. That's how you're acting. That's how you feel. That's how you feel. And it's all because of this.
This is about Independence Day for NFL America. The reign of terror will finally be over. This is what we're all talking about. Kansas City has to do this for every football fan in America outside of New England. We need this to end. The end of Tom Brady, the end of Bill Belichick, the end of cheating scandals. This sordid history, part of history in the NFL, will come to an end. It's all set up, and we can't wait to finally move on where we can have other football teams that play by the rules and can give some variety when it comes to going to the Super Bowl and seeing some new teams there. This is it. I've been calling for it for years, but finally, this is the year where I'm going to be right.
Tom Brady could do that.
Tom Brady could do that.
The one thing I agree with in that monologue, spiel, whatever you want to call it.
It was a rant.
The one thing I agree with is I've been calling for it for years now. That's right. You say the same thing every January.
But I mean it this time.
For the past 7 years.
It hasn't been that long.
Since 2011, you've been saying the same thing, and now you think you're right. But I got news for you, Rob. As much as I like Patrick Mahomes, and I really like Patrick Mahomes, I think he's going to just wreak havoc on the NFL record book. But it is not his time.
Tom Brady.
The New England Patriots will win Sunday. Book it.
What we got? Wings, right?
Wings.
Always wings.
I'm very confident. Tom Brady is not done. I know you want it, but he's not. And let me give you a few facts.
Okay.
I don't even know that you're going to say anything. Like, after I give you these, you might just run off.
Oh, is that right? I might go do something else.
And let me lead us into the break. But anyway, in primetime games this season, and you do know this, because while I was singing Patrick Mahomes' praises all season long, you were killing him. And one of the things you said, they don't get it done in primetime games. And you're right. Including the playoffs, they are 2-4 this season in prime time games. Know what New England is? 4-1. And guess what? This weekend's game is going to be prime time. I'm not done.
I'm not done. The game starts at 6. What is that? 6 o'clock Eastern.
It's the big game.
That's not prime time.
Every football fan in America is going to be watching.
Google
it.
What prime time is. Prime time is after 8 p.m. That's prime time from 8 to 11. It
prime
has nothing to do with.
Prime time means when you're the main game.
That's not the main
Sunday
event.
Sunday night, Monday night, Thursday night. That's what, and it is the main event.
It's a Saturday
it's
afternoon.
It's the only game on
Saturday
at that
evening.
Time. Everybody's going to be watching it.
You can go ahead and fudge it all you want.
Fact number two, this season, including the playoffs, versus playoff teams, you rip the Patriots all year. Oh, they're beating up on the Little Sisters of the Poor. They're beating up on the AFC East, the least, and all that. Against playoff teams, Rob Parker, Kansas City was 3-4 in the regular season, 2-4. But 3-4, New England, you want to guess what they were against playoff teams?
0-something.
5-0. That's right. They didn't take Buffalo seriously. They didn't take Miami seriously. Your Detroit Lions seriously. They went in there cocky and looking forward to the next game, and they got beat. But when it came time to prepare, when it came time to really man up, step up, you knew you had to bring your A game. They brought it every time. Last fact.
Yeah, can I get
last,
in here?
Last
I
mean, fact.
What, talk, no, about no, a, talk about we, a solo show.
We
can
listened
I get
to
in
your
here?
Little rant on Colin for 3 minutes. We even put music behind it. I don't hear any beat behind mine. I need a beat. That's right, yeah, LL. I need a beat.
You do to drown
1984,
out.
1984, baby.
To
debut.
To drown out this gibberish.
All right, here you go. Let's see. We'll see what the callers think if this is gibberish. All right, in the regular season for his career, this is in sub-freezing temperatures.
Oh, here we go with the temperature.
Because it's going to be an Arctic blast. I think
no,
they said
it's not.
Okay, it won't.
It's changed.
It's still going to be chilly.
Oh, now all of a sudden
chilly
it's chilly.
Chilly is all get out.
Is it chilly or an Arctic blast?
It's going to be below freezing.
That sounds like a drink from 7-Eleven. Which one are you talking
below
about?
Below freezing. It's going to be below. That was your best one today. That's not saying much, but that it's going to be below freezing, all right? In the regular season for his career in sub-freezing temperatures, Tom Brady, 20-5. In the playoffs, 13-2. I'm done.
All right.
Ain't losing.
I'm glad you're done because none of that matters.
Oh, really?
None
oh,
of it.
Oh,
all right.
Okay.
These are the numbers that really matter. They are 0-3 in their last three AFC championship games on the road. Tom Brady and them, they don't travel well. They don't play well on the road. They haven't won an on-the-road AFC game in 15 years, okay?
When's the last time Kansas City did it?
No, I'm talking about the Patriots. And then when you're talking about them on the road, they lost five road games to all non-playoff teams, including the Lions, the Dolphins, and the Steelers. Oh my. They are not, when you go on the road, the same team that they are when they play at Foxborough. The whole idea that all of a sudden the narrative, everything in the past that's positive, they love. But when there's negative stats, they act like it doesn't matter because it's the past. You can't have it both ways, Chris Broussard.
You can't either.
Not in Rob Parker's America. You can't.
I've been calling for it for years, but finally, this is the year where I'm going to be right.
That's the one sentence in that whole 78-sentence spiel. That's the one. That wasn't even a sentence. That was a phrase.
Is that what it was?
That's the one phrase that was true.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
All right, he has starred in films Desperado, Heat, From Dusk Till Dawn, Con Air, Once Upon a Time in Mexico, the Spy Kids movies, Grindhouse, and many more. And he's also been on TV shows such as Breaking Bad, which is one of my favorite shows, X-Files, King of the Hill, and Sons of Anarchy. It's none other than Danny Trejo. Danny, welcome to the iCouple.
What's up? Go Rams!
All right. You ready to go? You ready? Look, before we get to the Rams, I want to ask you, I know, you know, you in your younger days, you were wayward. You ended up in San Quentin, Princeton, and there you became a boxer. And you were actually the champion boxer in the prison lightweight and welterweight divisions. Did you ever entertain the idea of trying to go pro in boxing?
Well, it was hard to go pro in prison. I never thought I was getting out. But when I came out, I couldn't get a license, so I did a lot of club fighting, and that was kind of like the start of MMA, I think.
Oh, in prison?
Oh, you know, and so I couldn't get a boxing license. They put me on probation for 2 years.
Okay.
By then, I was 28 years old.
Do you still follow boxing?
Oh, absolutely.
So who you got in the Pacquiao-Bronner fight this weekend?
I think Pacquiao is just too good for him. Broner is kind of a even though he throws a lot of combinations, he's still a one-punch wonder.
Right.
And Pacquiao is kind of like Mayweather. Even though a lot of people say they don't like Mayweather, but probably one of the best boxers ever.
No question.
Boxer. There's a big difference in a boxer and a fighter.
Did you see... go ahead.
Broner's what do you call it? He's a fighter, you know. And Pacquiao's a boxer. So every time Broner moves, Pacquiao's going to hit it.
Yeah. Did you, Danny, see Mayweather fight that Uber driver in Japan? What'd you think of that?
Oh, that was a good paycheck.
Right, for $9 million.
That's ridiculous.
A minute, 58 seconds worth of work.
That's ridiculous.
No, but I got to tell you something. I got respect. I got respect for anybody that climbs into that ring. I don't care how good they are, how bad they are. It doesn't matter. You climb into that ring, that takes some cojones, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I give him his props. But anybody, Mayweather is going to make anybody look bad, because while you're playing checkers, Mayweather's playing chess. That's just the way it is.
That's right. All right, well, we're the iCouple. We're on with actor Danny Trejo, and you started off your segment by saying go Rams. So how confident are you this weekend? I mean, that's tough to go in there and win in New Orleans.
Are you kidding? Come on, man. I got a party going on at Trejo's Cantina in Hollywood.
That's right. That's your place.
It's going to be... It's, you know, I mean, we're just, I've been, I've been, I was sneaking into the Coliseum in 1957.
Wow.
And I love the Rams. I mean, I go all the way back to Norm Van Brocklin and the fearsome foursome and that's what we got right now, man. We've got that defensive line, got that offensive line. We got the two best running backs in the NFL. Come on, Gurley and Anderson, and then we got Sue.
So Danny, let me say, when they left and went to St. Louis, did you stop following them? Were you hurt or?
Yeah, well, when they left and went to St. Louis, I just started worrying about point spreads. I wasn't too much of a
fan, whether they won or lost.
Yeah, I wasn't following them like they were my team. You know what I mean? I just worried about point spreads, and now. You know, hey, just bet the Rams. You know what I mean?
So who's your favorite player on the team?
Oh, God. It's like, you know, I mean, golf is amazing. And Gurley, another one. Sue, I love that guy, man. He's just a tank. And yep. Anderson. And then, you know, what really, one of my favorite people is, you know, the coach. God, he looks like he just got out of high school.
It wasn't that long ago.
I was going to say, when they first hired him, such a young guy, was younger than a lot of the players and had never been a head coach, were you a little skeptical of him being an NFL head coach?
I hope this guy better get it together and come in with some good ideas, because people are just going to clown him, you know, about, hey, did your parents let you stay out this late?
Right. You're right. He's only 33.
Right.
I know, yeah.
Danny, correct me if I'm wrong, but obviously you're excited about the Rams, and I know some people are excited, but it doesn't seem like they've captured the imagination of the whole city. Do you think if they get to the Super Bowl that they will? Is that what it's going to take?
Wait a minute. Hold on. We've been selling out that Coliseum. It's like I love looking up that Coliseum, and they're in an empty seat. We got one of the reasons that we sell out is Los Angeles is so eclectic anyway. We've got people from all over the United States. So we've got Cowboy fans, Ram fans. We've got every kind of fan there is, and a whole lot of them. A lot of them Raider fans are getting rid of them jerseys.
They're going to come over to the Rams, right?
Yeah, getting Rams jerseys.
Now, Danny, I know you're a big baseball Dodger fan as well. Did you think when they made the trade, you know, and got rid of Puig and all those other players, Wood and whatnot, did you think that it was going to be a foregone conclusion that Bryce Harper was coming?
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. All I know about the Dodgers is that they made it to the World Series. You know, and that means is one of the top teams in the National Baseball League. So
but, Danny, like, you're not settling for that.
Right.
Yeah, I know you want that ring.
They haven't won a World Series in 31 years.
Absolutely. And all we're going to do is get better. You know, all we're going to do is get better. So
you're optimistic. I'll give you that.
Next year, we got the World Series. This year, we got the Super Bowl. And, yes, I will be in Atlanta.
You will? Okay.
We'll be there, too.
We got to get you on the show in person, hopefully. Because we'll be down there.
You know, it's like they're God, when I was, I think when I was nine, I can't remember how old I was. My dad bought me a Rams uniform, complete uniform. And I just never forget. It was when I was a baby.
That'll make you a fan.
Norm Van Brocklin, I'm not sure.
So how are you? Are you as into the Lakers as the Dodgers and Rams? Like, how you feeling about LeBron coming to town?
Well, I think that's great, but. You know, it's hard for me. It was real hard to get into basketball because I wasn't, you know, 7 foot.
Right.
You know, I don't. There's not a lot of Garcias or Sanchez's on basketball teams. You know, and I love the players. You know,
right.
LeBron, I met him once in Florida when he was with the Heat, and I've met a lot of the great guys. But you know, you kind of. You know, if you're 5'6", 5'7", basketball's not really your sport.
Right. No, I understand it. So of all the teams in L.A., with LeBron and the Lakers and the Rams and the Dodgers, who's going to win the first championship out of those three teams?
Well, the Dodgers are going to win. I mean, the Rams are going to win a Super Bowl. So
it's the Rams. You really feel that confident that if they get in, they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Are you kidding?
Danny, do you give any love to the Chargers?
Oh, I love the Chargers. You know what? If the Chargers would go to the Super Bowl, my shirt, the front of it would be the Rams, the back of it would be the Chargers.
Wow.
Okay, so you're just an L.A. guy.
L.A. You know, it's like I was born and raised in Los Angeles.
All right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Danny, great job.
Thank you.
We appreciate the time.
I'm shooting a video. I'm shooting a – you don't believe it. I'm on a set right now shooting a music video.
Really? Can you tell us who? With who?
I'm shooting a band a video right now for Nick Waterhouse.
And, okay.
And so we just stopped production right now. I want you to know that's how important
Wow.
your sports show is.
Hey, we appreciate that, Danny.
Hey, Danny, how many slanted-clad dress women are there on the set? Is there a lot of
what?
How many young women there with little clothes on for the video shooting?
No, this is kind of a 70s show, but right now I'm staring at a gorgeous blonde.
Okay. I thought so.
That makes it a little easier to take that break and chat with
us,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Well, we want to get you. Hopefully we'll see you in Atlanta and we'll bring you on the set.
God bless you, man. Thank you so
All
much,
right.
guys.
Thank you.
All right, Danny, thank you.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media. as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But we did want to talk about the quote from the Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, about Tom Brady not just being the GOAT among quarterbacks, but he went a step further. Rob G, could you read us the quote from Robert Kraft?
Robert Kraft talking ESPN says, Tom Brady is definitely the greatest player of all time, not just a quarterback, in my opinion, because he's such a leader in the locker room. For someone double the age of some of the players to be able to lead like that and connect like that and have the work ethic that he has, and at the same time be so pleasant to be around, I'm really the luckiest guy in the world.
That's the most preposterous statement I ever heard in sports. Preposterous. It's ridiculous. Bob Kraft, stop it. He is not the greatest football player who ever played the game. This is, once again, this prisoner of the moment. Let's have this false narrative.
Not prisoner of the moment.
The false narrative about Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the greatest.
Can you just admit, though, it's not prisoner of the moment?
It is.
How?
Because he's on the verge of maybe.
It's been 18 years.
No, but he's on the verge of maybe trying to get to another Super Bowl. So now he's going to. This is the time. If you would have told me that he said this after Tom Brady beat the Falcons and came back, maybe I would buy that. But why is that? Why is he saying this now?
He was asked.
After a down year. No.
He didn't have a down year. He was a Pro Bowler.
He was a.
They're in the championship game.
You know
what are you
he shouldn't
about?
Have been. He was not. That was a down year for Tom Brady.
He's
Tom
41.
Brady.
It wasn't a down. He had a year as good as Aaron Rodgers.
No. Stop with the Aaron Rodgers.
He did. It's just a fact, right?
Am I working with you?
I'm with you on. I do not agree that Tom Brady is the GOAT player. The greatest football player. But to say it's preposterous.
It's preposterous.
To say it's prisoner. Mainly prisoner of the moment. Just stop using that term with Tom Brady. It's been 18 years of dominance. What
no,
are you
it's
talking
not.
About?
They went 10 years without winning the Super Bowl. He lost to.
Okay,
Mark Sanchez. You know what? You keep talking about it. It's not 18 years of dominance. He lost to Eli Manning twice and to a backup quarterback. Stop saying
okay,
it.
Okay, Rob.
It's not true.
Even if I give
it's
you that.
It's not true.
Which I'm only giving you that for the sake of moving on. My point is that the prisoner of the moment quote, it just doesn't work with Tom Brady. Can
it
you stop
does.
That?
No.
Prisoner of the moment would be saying Patrick Mahomes is the greatest quarterback in NFL history.
That's what you said
that would
earlier
be
this year.
That would be prisoner of the moment. Here's my reason why I think Robert Kraft is wrong. And in fairness to Kraft, we have heard people on Undisputed, ex-football players, say that Brady is the greatest player ever.
Who?
And here's
no, who?
I don't remember who
I don't
it
remember
was,
anybody.
But I've seen it. Here's my and you've heard ex-players say it. Look, first of all, it's darn near impossible to say who the greatest football player is because so many of the positions have so many unique skills and different things that you do. Okay, heck, the greatest football player ever might be an offensive tackle for all we know. So it's very difficult. But what I will say is this, when I think of the term greatest player, not greatest wide receiver, not greatest quarterback, greatest football player, I got to think of a guy who I can at least imagine could tackle, could block, could catch, could run. In other words, there needs to be some degree of serious athletic ability. And Tom Brady, I think, is clearly the GOAT quarterback, the greatest quarterback of all time. But he can't catch. He can't run. I can't imagine him tackling. I would have to put Jim Brown. I have to put Lawrence Taylor. I have to put Jerry Rice ahead of a Tom Brady in terms of greatest football player.
And that's my point when I say prisoner of the moment. The reason is because of where they're on the cusp of maybe getting to another Super Bowl. So that's why that comes out. It just doesn't make any sense to me that he would say he's the greatest football player. If you want a stretch and say the quarterback thing as a stretch, okay, you could have
that's
that.
That's not a stretch.
It is a stretch,
only a stretch
in my opinion.
Your mind.
In my opinion. That's the only opinion I'm going to give you is mine. But the whole notion that he's the greatest player. Did you see him in the Super Bowl? He couldn't even catch. He ran out for a pass. He looked ridiculous. That was ridiculous.
Yeah, I I've heard former players. We'll ask Greg Jennings. It'll be interesting to see what he says. I think Jennings, doesn't he say Brady is the GOAT quarterback? I believe. But heck, even if it's in Montana, I wouldn't call Montana the greatest football player in ever.
Most people think
he might be the best quarterback. Maybe, you know, it's him or Brady. But I like I said, player, you got to tackle, run, catch.
But there's like there's two sides.
Athleticism, all that comes into play.
Yeah, but a lot of people think Jerry Rice might be.
You can picture Rice doing the other things that you do on a football field. It's almost like it's not quite the same comparison, but it's almost like saying a pitcher is the greatest baseball player. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you would never say a pitcher, Sandy Koufax or Pedro Martinez or whoever you think is the best pitcher, is the best baseball player ever. Because there's so much of the game that he doesn't do.
All you need to know is Walter Johnson won 500 games as a pitcher, and nobody considers him the greatest. His name doesn't come up like Babe Ruth comes up.
Right,
all right?
Right.
He won 500 games.
Great point. So, that's what – and again, it's not just Robert Kraft who says this. It's a lot of people I've heard say it. Let's give you a chance to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. If you want to get in here on who is the greatest football player of all time. But I just, the prisoner of the moment, Rob, I'm just trying to help you out.
Nah, don't help me.
It doesn't.
I'm good.
How does it fit Tom Brady?
I'm just saying.
It's 18 years. No. Whether you say it's dominance or not, he's been around for 18 years.
But I'm talking about the Bob Kraft to bring that up, to even mention that now.
He was asked to talk about Brady, and I don't blame him. I just think it's off.
I just think that he's got caught up in that they won the home playoff game, and
but they get to the championship every year.
Yeah, but
they've gotten to the
Tom Brady,
Super Bowl.
Would you admit that Tom Brady had a big turnover that cost him the game last year?
Yeah,
okay.
But that, so what?
No,
that
but
doesn't
I'm,
mean he's not a great. What it, that doesn't take
saying,
away the great things he did. Either.
I understand, but
if
just,
it wasn't for him, they wouldn't have been that close.
If Tom Brady didn't leave points on the board in Miami, they probably would have won that game despite that play at the end. There's a lot of moments
that's
I can point to.
Regular season game.
I'm just saying,
I mean,
and they would be at home.
At this point, who cares?
Tom Brady's not the greatest. All I'm saying is Bob Kraft, I get it. He's made you a lot of money. You have a very valuable franchise. You owe a lot to him. You like Tommy because he comes to your mansion and hangs out with you and your family. I get that. You are not the He's not the greatest. I don't care how many Super Bowls he's won. He's not the greatest football player.
Let me ask you this. So he's got 5 Super Bowls.
He's lost 3.
Can he be?
That's what
Let me ask you. I really want to ask you a serious question. I'm with you. He's not the greatest player. But is there a number of Super Bowls, realistically, is there a number of Super Bowls? Like if he won 6 or 7, is there some number where you would say, you know what, he's the best quarterback?
It would just depend. Did he win 6 and 7 the way Peyton Manning won number 2, where he had 90 yards and was horrible in the Super Bowl.
He's not showing any signs of that.
I'm
right
just
now.
Saying, yeah, but okay. You know, when you look at Peyton Manning's second Super Bowl,
but we do give him credit for it.
I'm not
and
taking.
He should.
I'm
he
not
was.
Taking it away, but you know, he hitched his wagon to defend. I'm saying
it.
So did Tom Brady throw 500 yards and play well, or is he just on the team and he's dinking and dunking and he's not the major cock?
A lot of quarterbacks dink and dunk.
But today. I'm just saying he's not the major. It depends on how they
he
want
has
it.
To. So he has to lead them. He yes, has to throw I'd have for to, 400.
And, I'd have to see him play well. That's all.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We're the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.